Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to DA Rockstars. This is one of our bonus episodes, Getting Ready for the Dance. That's right, the Dental Assistant National Conference for Excellence. And I got to sit down with Kathy Kirkby on her birthday. Now, she is the owner of the Best Practice Coaching. And at the conference, she's going to be presenting Mastering the Skills of an Ideal Schedule. And you guys are just going to love her. Well, hi guys, welcome back to the show. As you know, we are submitting some bonus episodes in lieu of the dance. That's right, the Dental Assistant National Conference for Excellence, October 17th through the 19th at the Westin Chicago. And on this episode, we are highlighting Kathy Kirkby. Kathy, will you go ahead and introduce yourself real quick?
Hello, everyone. Thrilled to be talking to you. I'm a former dental assistant, just celebrating my 60th birthday today, in fact, actually with Rhonda. And I moved out to the front desk early in my career and do practice management consulting. And I work all across the country and work with assistants, group practices, specialty practices, small little rural practices. One has 134 patients.
Oh my goodness. Like that's wow. Is it one chair?
Actually three.
Oh, wow.
Big plans.
Yeah, big plan. They're ready for growth.
Absolutely.
So Kathy, so when you're presenting at the dance, what subject matter will you be presenting on?
Well, I'm going to be talking about scheduling for excellence. So some tips and highlights of scheduling for procedures, the best time slots that work for dentists, for the assistants, for the patients, trying to get production up to, if there's a budget in mind, $500 an hour, using some phrases of how to work with our patients to get them to book right away instead of stalling.
Right. So kind of like sales almost, you know.
Yeah, almost. That horrible word we hate to use in dentistry.
Well, it's a bad word, but I mean, to some of the listeners that may not understand what it's like to, and it's not, you're right. It's not sales because you think of that as somebody purchasing something that's not needed, but this is part of their health, you know.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Never diagnose anything we don't need.
Yeah, if the diagnosis has been presented, then one of the roles that we can fill is encouraging the patients to book into a scheduled time that works for all of us, rather than just saying, hey, Joe, when do you want to come back? If ever, we try and steer them into a slot and time and create some urgency so that we're getting more yeses with our treatment presentations than no's.
Right. And you know what, a really good thing that I always noticed over the last couple of decades is, you know, a lot of patients look to the dental assistant for reassurance that, you know, if they're not completely confident that the doctor has told them that they need this, like they look at you and they're like, you know, are you sure we need to do this? And so you have that compassion role. Like, you know what, if it was my mouth, yes, I would have done it yesterday.
Looking ready and able to assist, you know, whether it's with a nod, you know, with eye contact, and then even the exit. A lot of our assistants are still, you know, taking patients out to the front desk when the procedure is finished and then trying to rush back and clean up the room for the next procedure. But how to do the handoff to admin or reception to be able to get that scheduled booking.
Right. Yeah, because there's an art to it. It really is.
Yes. Yeah, there is.
Because especially when you're dealing with people and you know, you can tell somebody and show somebody until you're blue in the face that they need something, but it's their priorities, especially when they think about the cost that's associated with that need.
Yeah. And their anxieties.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of patients, as soon as we put the chair up, they want to pop out of the chair and run down that hall. That's the fastest, you know, 100 feet from the operatory to the admin desk. And just, you know, reassuring, reinforcing, and answering any questions. We're probably number one for answering questions. By the time we get out to the admin office, a lot of times it is really busy and phones are ringing and people are coming in and out and somebody's at the coffee machine and whatever else there is for noise and interference. So we have that 100 feet to actually have kind of a one-on-one intimate conversation.
I love that. I love it. And, you know, and do you, okay, real quick, just a teaser. Do you talk about like posture, like how you are presenting yourself to the patient, like where you're sitting?
Absolutely. The open, a little open position rather than, you know, swirling our chair around to face them in the back or standing in the doorway with tapping our foot.
Yeah, because I mean, it's body language, right? I mean,
It is a lot of body language. And, you know, the smile, of course, obviously. So we're trying to condense all of that for our dance participants into 1 hour, but hopefully we'll have an interactive kind of upbeat presentation for everyone.
I love it. I love it. So one more thing, Kathy, What made you decide to be a part of the assistant conference? Like what was it that drawled you to it?
The lack of participation from the assistant's body as a whole, being a former assistant myself, there was nothing available. Nothing of my own that I could call my own. And just knowing it was the first, I'd love to be in on step number one and to be able to transfer some of the energy that our industry has to probably our least provided for team member. One of our most important team members, because I often have time with some of the practices I consult with now, they actually will cancel a day if they don't have an assistant. The dentist is just lost, cannot work single-handedly, hygiene won't help out, admin, they don't know how to restructure, they'll cancel a day if they have no assistant. So really, that becomes one of the most important roles in the office. If I have a hygienist out sick, I can just move the patients around to another hygienist, you know, or try and work with the dentist and the assistant to see if they could see some. So this very important role has been underserviced, I think, in continuing education. I'm just thrilled, and I'm Canadian, so I'm going to share some of my weird talk and weird ideas, and hopefully this conference, fingers crossed, we can actually bring it across the border into Canada and share the wealth among everyone. So I'm just so excited to be working with Jules and yourself, Rhonda. It's just going to be, I'm just so excited. We started this conversation probably in January. So it's finally October. So I'm thrilled.
I know, you know, for us, we've been anticipating it a long time, but for Jules, it probably feels like it's been a week.
Yeah.
I'm not ready. Yeah. But she's doing a good job.
We actually met in Atlanta 2 years ago through the Academy of Dental Management Consultants. And we've been just keeping in touch ever since. And I'm just so supportive of what she's doing and presenting. And I think it's just going to be a knockout right out of the park. So just excited to share. I'm going to be there the whole 3 days for the conference. So hopefully I'm going to help with registration or meeting and greeting, that we can have some one-on-ones with people, that we can really do some good questions and answer sessions and, you know, years of experience.
Yeah, it's invaluable. And so Kathy, if our listeners wanted to get to know you a little bit more, are there some maybe websites or social media sites that they could find out more about you at?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is thebestpractice.com. That would be my website for information and things that I've been doing. My personal email, if anyone has any questions regarding some scheduling nightmares or how to handle certain things in the schedule, it would be Kathy Kirkby, KathyKirkby, @outlook.com. And that comes directly to my office.
Perfect, guys. She's a resource. She's supporting us. And don't be afraid to utilize the resources, because part of growing and becoming a rock star is that, is knowing how to use your resources and taking the bull by the horns.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy. We can't wait to see you at the Dental Assistant National Conference for Excellence.
Thanks, Rhonda. Enjoy the day.
Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to this special bonus episode of DA Rockstars. Thank you so much, Kathy Kirkby, for coming on the show, especially on your birthday. and telling us a little bit more about the best practice coaching. You guys, go check it out. See if it's some services that can help your office, you know, because bringing stuff to the table, that's part of being the rock star, right? And we cannot wait to see you guys at the conference. And remember, if we can't see you in person, we can see you virtually. So until the next episode, keep on suctioning.